legislative controversy, how coal companies are paying for reclamation, and regulations around disposing coal ash. These are a few of the issues those in energy were talking about this past week. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim helps break down what all of it means in a back and forth with Connie Wilbert, the head of the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter.
Thanks for joining us. Like we said, there's been so much going on this week. There was a severance tax exemption bill that was voted down. There was talk of a proposed revision to limit self-bonding, right, by coal companies, a rollback in coal ash disposal regulations. So let's just start with the legislative side of things. Can you talk about the severance tax bill that failed and why it matters?
Basically, that bill proposed to reduce the severance taxes that we collect on oil and gas production. I believe it was in the third and fourth year of production after a well came online. And we were opposed to that legislation and were very glad to see that it did not go forward. And the reason is because it is very well documented that reducing severance taxes does not stimulate either production of the mineral or jobs in that industry.
A lot of supporters were saying people weren't understanding the point of it. If you cut taxes, especially compared to other more competitive states, it could boost development and then tax revenue.
No, in fact, just the opposite. The legislature commissioned a study several years ago done by UW, a very solid analysis of that very question, and it clearly showed that reducing severance taxes does not boost production and it does not boost employment numbers. All it does is decrease revenue to the state. And this is not the time when we should be intentionally decreasing revenue for the state of Wyoming.
Let's move on to the statewide proposed revision to self-bonding. It's been in the process for a while. I think since back in November, there was discussion about limiting the 100% self-bonding. So states like Wyoming wouldn't be left high and dry in reclamation if there was a bankruptcy like there was. Can you explain what this proposed revision means?
Coal companies have been allowed by the state of Wyoming to self-bond, and that means that they can guarantee, based on the financial strength of their company, that they will be responsible for cleaning up after the coal mining is done, reclamation. Under self-bonding, they're not required to basically have insurance. What these proposed rule changes relate to the fact that three of the largest coal corporations in the United States went bankrupt. And it was especially troubling and worrisome for Wyoming because they were self-bonded. That meant they might not cover those costs of reclaiming the coal mines in Wyoming. And so because of those bankruptcies, they decided that they should tighten things up. And these proposed regulation changes are a big step in the right direction because they really do tighten up the way that companies are evaluated for financial security to assess how stable they are for the long term. And that's a big improvement. And they don't allow companies to be 100% self-bonded.
And the public comment period goes until March 28th, I believe, for these proposed revisions. So the last thing I want to touch on is the Trump administration's announcement that it wants to change coal ash disposal regulations. They were imposed by Obama in 2015 after several spills. The change would likely give states and utilities more power, but some people see it as a rollback. Can you say what the regulations are and what's happening now?
Sure. Basically, the problem with coal ash is that it's a really toxic byproduct of burning coal. So every coal-fired power plant, including everyone in Wyoming, produces coal ash, and they have to deal with it. And the material contains a lot of highly toxic products, including arsenic and lead and selenium. It can have radioactive materials in it. And the concern is that if it leaks into surrounding waterways or if it's stored dry and blows into the air, it's a huge public safety issue. So we have been advocating for a long time that we needed strong baseline federal regulations, and we finally got that really in 2015. And this proposed rollback of those federal standards is extremely disappointing, and this is a very serious subject that could affect the health and safety of many, many people all over the country, including right here in Wyoming. So, yeah, there are a number of examples around the state where a failure of the impoundments would have serious impacts on the communities nearby.
Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.